Hey everyone, happy Monday and happy April 1st. It's Ali Corum and Ken Treve here with a look at the stock market today to kick off Q1, a mildly mixed day. And Ken, we saw the 10-year Treasury yield jump quite a bit.
Yes, we did. Got some stronger than expected economic data ahead of a jobs report this Friday. So we may be in this time of the market where bad news is good news. So we'll have to see what the jobs report holds this Friday. Found three stocks to talk about. Let's take a look at Wynn Resorts, casino operator based in China, WYNN. Also want to talk about HubSpot in the enterprise software group, HUBS, and finally First Watch restaurant stock. All three of these stocks are right nearby points.
All right. Sounds like a plan. We will do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 0.1%, while we had the S&P 500 down 0.2%. The Dow down 0.6%. And I said mildly mixed, but I guess a 1% loss on the Russell 2000, not quite so mild. And we do have, these small caps that are very interest rate sensitive. So no surprise here, given with what we saw with the 10-year yield today, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big spike in bond yields today. So we had the ISM Manufacturing Index on the home front that came in stronger than expected. And then China over the weekend also had some manufacturing data that was pretty strong as well. So I think I mentioned at the beginning, is good news, bad news for the market. So we get this, good manufacturing data on the home front, but money just, they start selling bonds and that lifts yields way up. And we certainly don't want to see this 10-year yield breaking out over this, 4.35 level and headed towards 4.5%. That's why we saw small caps under a lot of pressure today. Mid caps were probably the second worst performer. But like you said, mixed and mostly unchanged for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500.
Yeah. So let's go there to the NASDAQ. It does look like this long-term uptrend is still intact for now.
Yeah, we're just going to see how the NASDAQ, reacts. It's still holding above its 10-day moving average, kind of stalling type action today. Again, it couldn't hold on to a gain, but it looks like we're going to get lower volume. But we're still, Ali, we've been talking about it, just keeping an eye on, distribution that we've seen in the NASDAQ since late February, early March. You can see it plain and simple on the chart there. Just lots of higher volume declines. This is kind of subtle institutional selling, but you want to pay attention to it after a big uptrend. So NASDAQ is holding above support levels for now, and we'll see if it's eventually going to test that 16,000 level. Again, big jobs report on Friday could have something to say about that. We'll see.
Okay, let's take a look at Wynn Resorts, which you wanted to check in on. A nice day of outperformance today, up 4.2% in some volume in this big cup with handle that we can zoom out to the weekly chart to also check in on, arguably a trend line here as well.
Yeah, so the economic data out of China, we saw broad-based strength in a lot of China stocks, and not that many great setups in China, but I think Wynn Resorts is in a good technical setup here. This is not appearing in our growth screens right now because it's got a weak relative strength rating of 49. The composite rating of 58 doesn't really jump out at you. But when you look at recent quarterly growth, I mean, this does look like it could be a turnaround story here. You've got, big top line growth for Wynn Resorts in recent quarters. Making money. So there's a lot that looks good here fundamentally. And the weekly chart is just a nice little setup here. So let's go to the daily chart and see, take a look at this buy point here. And strong move for the stock. Finishes up near its session high. So maybe this will be a setup day. There was volume, nice expansion in volume today. So we'll see if this one can try to lift over that left side high. And a lot of China stocks did outperform today.
Yeah. And I think the volume profile, quite interesting here, Ken, above average, of course, today, but look how quiet it got in the lead up to today's move.
Yeah, that's also a good observation, and definitely volume expanded quite a bit today. So we'll see what this stock, could do tomorrow, but could be a setup today and possibly a breakout tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay. Next on our list to check in on is HubSpot, HUBS, up 1.6% today. The closing range at 54%, so definitely in that upper half. It's trying to carve the right side of a base.
Yeah, interesting to see volume come into this name as well, just like it did for Wynn Resorts that we just looked at. This stock got kind of pulled down late, but you mentioned kind of close in the right in the middle half of its range. But another, fundamental giant here, great top line growth and bottom line growth in recent quarters in the enterprise software group, which has kind of fallen in our rankings a little bit, but still seeing a lot of strong price performers here. A stock that initially broke out over the 600 level, and then it just moved sideways and held support at the 50-day moving average, and basically held support right near 600. So this one could still work. And if you look at the weekly chart here, it's still, still could be early here. You can see a real sharp pullback for this stock. It went from 800 all the way down to 200, but it's been working its way higher and a nice base here. So another enterprise software name to keep an eye on here.
Yep. Sounds like a plan. Okay. And last but not least, let's take a look at restaurant stock First Watch. FWRG is the ticker here. Nice move today, up 3.2%, some above average volume. It looks like a lot to like here, Ken. What are you seeing? Yeah.
All three of these stocks today had nice volume come in to all three stocks. So the restaurant group is still a very strong group in our database. You can see it ranks 15th out of 197 groups that we rank based on 6-month price performance. There's really broad-based leadership throughout this group, and a lot of price and volume charts that look like First Watch right now. So switch over to the daily chart and. We'll see the volume was heavy today, and I'm sorry, to the weekly chart. There we go. Mm-hmm. And nice test of the 10-week line. And what I wanted to point out on the weekly chart here is you look back a few weeks ago, there were two pretty harsh down weeks, or at least volume was heavy when the stock moved lower for the week. But I just like how the stock really didn't give up much ground with that heavy volume, heavy weekly downside volume. So really just held support at the 10-week moving average here. So this group is still acting well in the market. And again, leadership is pretty broad-based, whether you're looking at, Sweetgreen or Wingstop or Shake Shack. They're all over the place, strong leadership here. So I think First Watch is, another name to keep an eye on in this group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chipotle too.
Chipotle. There's a lot of them. All over the place.
All over the Cava. We could keep going.
Cava. A name that I own. You're in.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. That's why I brought it up. Good stuff. And one more thing on First Watch is, I'm going to be keeping an eye on this 2546, 2550 level. From the early days after the IPO, it's right there, Ken. And I know our friends at the Life Cycle Trade are definitely keeping an eye on this too. They've studied it. They call this the turbulence zone. So we'll see if it hits more turbulence there after getting rejected there twice. New base here, but that's the level to watch. It looks like.
Yeah, most important thing is, with these restaurant stocks, you want to, you kind of want to get into a restaurant stock when they're still kind of early in their growth cycle. And I think First Watch is in that situation now. So, but that's a good observation, trying to break out of when it initially came public all the way back in late 2021. So we'll see if it can make that move over 26. But, fundamentals are very strong here. Great top line growth. And I got to eat at my first one just about 6 months ago in Arizona. We don't have a lot of them in California, but yummy coffee, yummy food.
There you go. Yeah, I've been to one as well. All right. Well, thank you, Ken, and thanks everyone for watching. I do just want to let everyone know that we're coming back at 5 p.m. Eastern. That is me and Jim Roepel. We're going to be doing a monthly market report with Roepel Report founder Jim Roepel. Don't miss it. So the first one's today. It is not an April Fool's joke, but we'll see you back here live on YouTube at 5. And of course, we'll post the recording to investors.com/videos. Thanks, Ken. And thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you in the morning on IABD Live, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on that. Till tomorrow, everyone. See you then. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.